You see, what you and I don't know is this. We don't know the long-term consequences of these things that look tragic and absolutely, totally inexplainable and heartless and cruel and harsh. We don't understand. So what do? Do we throw God away? Do we doubt Him because something happens we don't understand? No. We accept the fact that He's in absolute sovereign control. He's still good. He's still doing His thing. And His infinite wisdom, He allows these things. And what are we to do? We're to surrender our life to Him, yield to Him, and acknowledge the fact that He's in absolute control, whether I understand it or not. Now, there are lots and lots of verses, but let me just give you three. Turn to Proverbs chapter 16. And look, if you will, at the 9th verse. Then we're going to go one more verse in Proverbs in a second. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9. Look at this. He says, the mind of man plans his way, but the Lord directs his step. We make all the plans we want to, but you know what? Our plans are subject to Almighty God. Well, let's move on over to the 19th chapter, if you will, and look, if you will, in the 21st verse. 21st verse of this 19th chapter. He says, many are the plans in a man's heart, but the counsel of the Lord, it will stand. That is, only God is the one who determines whether it'll work out or whether it'll not work out.